Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Components Live. I'm Ren, product marketer at Heretto and your podcast MC.
I'm Patrick, CEO here at Heretto.
And I'm Jared, lead solutions consultant.
Thanks for joining us on our weekly conversation about componentized and structured content. Hope you enjoy this 15 or so minutes of fun talking about everything from data to innovations in AI.
Glad you're catching our live show after it was live and is now a podcast. If you want to join the live show, we stream every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on LinkedIn and YouTube, but you can always find the recording on your favorite podcast app. All right, let's get into it.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Components Live. The gang is all back together again. I'm so excited. Jared has been holding down the fort strong while Patrick and I do some traveling. So we really appreciate it.
I think yep. you just implied that, like, I don't have much of a life, but you guys do.
No,
your life has come up on this show. We've talked about your life on this show.
Yeah. You've lived enough life for a minute. You should take a break. Your, like, weekend is a lot more adventurous than most people's, like, just, like, adventure vacation. So you should take it easy.
Yeah, no, I think all of us vote for less extracurriculars from Jared.
Yeah. Well, I know we, again, only have 15 minutes. This is the wrap-up of your week, the things that you want to know right before you sign off and go have fun. So, Patrick, I think you have something for us today.
All right, let's jump into our article and then hot topic. Okay, so my article is actually, it's kind of a bit of fun wrapped in a bit of depressing, I think, this week.
Welcome most to Roberto.
You know, most fun is.
Yeah, really. So this article is actually from November, and it's on a site called endtimes.dev. Of course, we will throw the link into LinkedIn and the description. And it's called Why Lowercase Letters Save Data, which sounds really boring. But if you actually go and look at the article, it's pretty interesting. So what the author of this article does is he talks about how changing title case to lowercase, just that one little change across Hacker News, which is a pretty popular site, how much data that would save over the course of a year, and then how that translates into the carbon footprint. And I like this because I've been thinking a lot more recently about, like, connections between the digital and physical world and, you know, social connections, but also, like, actual physical connections, like things that go on in the digital world actually impact the physical world. So the idea that you could change uppercase letters to lowercase letters and that could have an actual measurable impact on carbon footprint to, I guess he says, let me get the actual data here. Cause I scrolled up before the show. Why did I do that? So if they changed all of their headings to lowercase letters, it would be, they get 10 million visits a day. It would be the equivalent across the year of 4.3 gallons of gasoline or 137 miles driven in a Mini Cooper, in terms of carbon footprint, which is not a ton, but, like, across the internet, I don't know. I thought that was really interesting.
I think either, so, you know, the article still uses capital letters. I don't know, man. It seems a little hypocritical to me. Like, do you really care about the environment?
You're right. You should have totally knocked the capital letters out to prove the
entirely
point, for the whole.
They didn't do it in the title, article. But they did it for the rest of it. Like, obviously, like, what if we take out, you know, periods and commas too, apostrophes? Get rid of them, man.
Well, no, actually. So if you go and you do the full article,
yeah, I haven't read point it at all.
I would be surprised if you had read your article, Jared.
I read some of it.
So the point is that it actually comes down to compression. So removing all the periods and commas wouldn't do very much in the grand scheme of things.
That's amazing. That's amazing because a capital letter is not that much larger and not that much more information, I think, than, you know, some
go read the article.
It's
about compression. By the end of it, you'll understand compression and the carbon footprint that comes from visiting websites.
I understand the idea of compression.
Like compressive garments?
Is what? Like with garments?
Like compression garments? Do you have to wear those when you climb?
No, no. I've just, there's been enough compression lately.
Mm. So anyways, all right. Content has an impact in the real world. And I thought that was kind of an interesting way to end our week on that fun and a slightly depressing note.
Yeah.
When your article comes from endtimes.com, I can't imagine it's going to be super exciting.
I mean, it could be, just be riveting. I was driving through the desert in Nevada, and I don't know what this place is. Like, I was surprised because it was new from like one time I had driven through to the next, but it was basically a solar energy farm, but it's using these like massive mirrors. And I was like, what UFO is this? But I think about this a lot because like when you look at the amount of area it takes to build that solar farm and the amount of energy consumption that, I mean, the internet is using, it's a crazy amount of energy like to run like all the different programs, everything we use. Data centers are huge. And I know companies, Google, Amazon, they're trying to make these things sustainable, but just the volume of electricity they need is, it's wild. So,
and as we all go to deploy AI throughout our organizations, you know, it's worth noting the quantity of impact. So,
yep.
I don't know, like this idea that you can prevent like grams of carbon from changing characters, and then you scale that up into what you think about like the actual impact, the actual totality of all the digital services, and now the, you know, the hyper expansion of that with the energy consumption from AI. And, you know, it starts to be something that I think there needs to be more social questions around. Yeah. And I need to give a shout out to Jerry McGovern on this. We had him on Coffee and Content. Scott and I had him on Coffee and Content last year. And he really is a leading voice in this. And he's one of the people that, you know, I think he really kind of introduced me to a lot of these concepts in like a more stark way. So I don't think it's fair to have a conversation about this without at least throwing Jerry a shout out.
Yeah. I've got a book that I was reading for a while, and it's dated at this point given AI, but it was about just environmental ethics, generally speaking, and technology as a chapter in there. It's super interesting. What I also find interesting is how water usage is starting to scale up with AI tools in the same way that you've got to cool data centers, and like in the same way that you've got to cool a nuclear plant, like different scenarios, but like there's consumption involved with that. And there's consumption that's required to like, there's water consumption with that. And it's a massive amount for these AI tools because they require so much cooling. It's all stuff that I think you're right, like socially, and there need to be like a lot of conversations around this.
Absolutely.
I know I have an article and I do want to talk about it, but I also, you've done a lot lately, Patrick, with this content ops book. I do want to talk about that because this may be slightly embarrassing for me to admit, but since when do I actually get embarrassed? I didn't know that book existed until it was released.
Like, I didn't that know. Might be as much my fault as yours, if we're being honest.
Maybe. I mean, maybe, but I was like, huh, how about that? Here's a new book.
So you're stealing my hot topic is what you're saying.
I am. I just want you to, I want that topic to get more time is what I mean.
Yeah. All right. I do too. I've sat in on a lot of the conversations around that book, and it's really, what? Really rad. Yeah.
You were involved? Like you were aware no. this thing was happening?
No. Well, I was only aware because Patrick told me to be aware.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Sorry.
Well, actually, so Ren has been run. That's an inside joke.
It is an inside joke.
We'll have that conversation later.
Yeah,
we'll come back to that one. But I'm not losing that Colton Horseshoe. Ren, you've been emceeing like you do here the whole series of components for this year, for which we kind of kicked Jared out. Sorry, Jared.
I noticed that today.
To do a series just on the book. So. Why don't you just like let us know what we're doing there?
Yeah, it's been really great. So we actually have two episodes already out. We talked to Carlos Evia, the like leader of this entire project, right off the bat. And so we kick off the whole conversation with him, but each author of each chapter will actually have either one or two episodes for components. And so they talk about the chapter, they get into a little bit more about like where they come from, their perspective on content ops, like the topic that they're talking about. It's really, really cool. And I've actually learned a ton just sitting in on the conversations. And so I'm excited for these to continue to come out. So it's each author and their own perspective. I think it's really rad.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And huge shout out to Carlos for quarterbacking this all the way through. It took a long time. And also, he releases the book while I'm on vacation. Like, really, like, this has been years coming. And I come back from vacation, it's finally released. But I'm really glad it's out. And it was a really great group of contributors. And I think that's a book that's going to continue to evolve. So I guess for people like Jared who don't know what it is,
I'm just really excited to write the prelude for the second edition. So thanks for that.
No? Or maybe an entire chapter.
Ooh, maybe. That's dangerous. Don't give me that much space.
The philosophy of content ops? Oh, God, that'll be a whole book.
Oh, you wanted to start a fight. I know you did.
Well, you've got so much time now.
Ooh.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
That's rough.
And another inside joke.
So the book, which is Content Operations from Start to Scale, it is 8 chapters with a prelude, and then an afterword. Maybe I'm missing one. Was there another piece in there? Anyways, it doesn't matter. Point is that great set of authors. We go through a lot of the why and then a good portion of like the how in terms of implementing content operations. So it's really meant to be something that's approachable at kind of a 101 state. So we're not assuming a lot of knowledge for people coming into this. I wouldn't say that it's meant to be something which is for the most advanced of practitioners. I think it's probably more something that we're trying to get out to, you know, inspire new audiences to take on the challenge of content operations and like really understand the benefits that can be achieved. So you kind of go through the book and, you know, I actually have it here. So I'll just talk really briefly about a couple of the chapters. It starts off by describing what it is. Second chapter is the business case. The third chapter is governance. Which we actually recorded the podcast, the Components podcast, for that this morning. And I think governance is fascinating. I understand how geeky that is. But Ren, do you now agree?
No, I 100% agree. Kate was like, I was glued to the screen listening to her talk about it. And everything, like, it made a lot of sense. And my ideas of what governance were way off base from what she was actually talking about. So that was really cool.
It sounds like it would have been a really fun discussion to be a part of.
Yeah. And actually, no, it was a really fun discussion to be a part of.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Sure it was.
Well, you can be a part of it as an audience member when it comes out in a few weeks.
Yeah. I'll learn about it like I did the book.
There you go. And then we go on to the operationalizing content creation. I screwed that word up in many of the recordings, even though it's like all throughout the book. So I don't know how many times Ren's edited that out. We talk about customer experience. We have a whole chapter on personalization. We have a whole chapter on localization. And then the last like true chapter of the book is the one that I wrote actually, which is the technology that supports content operations. I try to like be relatively agnostic to different approaches, but try to provide a general set of recommendations that you can kind of follow as a bit of a recipe to put together these systems. And then we have an epilogue and an afterwards. The epilogue, that's what I forgot. Mm. But they've all been really interesting conversations. So both go check out the book and go listen to the conversations with these fascinating authors.
I think the best part about the book is that it's free. You can download it for free, and that's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome.
The best part about the book is the content. The fact that it's free is great.
In this economy?
Yeah, I like the free part. I like the free part. That's my favorite kind of book.
Everyone loves a free book.
Yeah. I highly recommend reading articles that are free or books that are so old. They're whatever it's called. I can't even remember. I'm done. I want to put the article that I have in, we'll put it in like the chat, whatever, we don't have time, but it's about the societal impact of open foundation models. And it's a very early like research paper. So like there's not that much research done on the societal impact yet. So this is like an early paper that gets people prepped to start thinking about what the impacts of these open models will be. So I want to post it.
Interesting.
Maybe people can do some pre-reading before.
Pre-read. It has an abstract too. You can read the abstract if you don't want to read the entire paper. Research tip.
Nice.
Yeah, it's something I think we all actually know.
Is it?
But I actually want to read that, and maybe we can talk about it next week if it turns out to be interesting enough. We got homework this time around.
Yeah, that's right. Homework and lots of links. We'll put them all in the comments so you can reference everything that we talked about here today.
Cool.
We finished 46 seconds early today.
We're actually on time today.
Yeah, like actually on time.
Yeah.
That feels good.
Not now.
All right. Well, happy weekend, everybody.